just unbelievable. I don't really think it's sunk in yet. To wake up this morning just on cloud nine, it's just been unbelievable. Just what a night, what an occasion. And to be part of that and come off the bench and obviously score as well on a personal was just unbelievable.
Yeah, just to talk about your goal, I mean, there was a good shot in which was parried by the goalkeeper. You got it on the rebound, but you hit it really sweetly, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. No, I mean, Josh got on the ball and he beat the fullback and he pulled it back and Sturdy had shared it to me over, so I'd left it for him and I just followed up the rebound. I was just glad to be in the right place at the right time. And yeah, I caught the ball well and I just mind before the game, I was hitting shots into that goal and I was hitting them nicely. So to get on the pitch and obviously for a chance to fall at my feet, I was just over the moon.
Yeah, it's a lovely feeling that when you catch it on the volley like that and the goalkeeper had no chance at all. And well, that sort of signed and sealed it for Northern Ireland. And well, let's hope we can make further progress. I mean, a lot depending on the German game, I suppose, Niall.
Yeah, that's it. Now, we'll have to take, obviously, great confidence from that. I thought from the Poland game, we owed ourselves, we owed the fans, we sort of owed everyone a performance, and we played on the front foot and created a lot of chances. And even looking at the Ukraine and Germany game, we watched the highlights of that, and Ukraine created a lot of chances against the Germans. So on the night, if everyone comes together, a wee bit of luck along the way, I'm sure we can put in an equally as good performance and hopefully a wee bit of luck we can nick a goal or two.
Yeah, well, of course, Poland managed a draw with them, which wasn't great news from Northern Ireland's point of view. So they're not quite the sort of towering teams of yesteryear. So, I mean, we've got a good chance. Let's bring Joel and Mark Simpson in, who are there with you. Joel, I mean, clearly you enjoyed commentating on the match. We enjoyed you commentating on the match. It was a great feeling, wasn't it?
It was a great night, and you know, I'm thinking of Niall, and I mentioned it during the commentary. You know, he's a man for the big occasion. I remember his first international goal overshadowed Ronaldo. He was making his 100th appearance in Portugal, and Niall scored a great goal that night in a 1-1 draw for Northern Ireland. But the one thing that sticks in my mind, but before last night, was, you know, we in the very first qualifying game, Connor, of the campaign to get to the finals, Northern Ireland played really well in Budapest, but they were 1-0 down, and it seemed as if it was going to be same old story. Niall came off the bench, he changed the game, he scored one and he made one, and that set Northern Ireland on the road. It was the first time ever that a Northern Ireland team had come from a goal down to win a competitive match, and that's where this journey started, and I was so pleased for Niall that he got on last night, but was able to top it off with that goal, and for Josh McGuinness. You know, you think about him. He started his life as footballing life as a goalkeeper, playing international football. He has a couple of caps, international caps at under 17 level as a goalkeeper. Cardiff City converted him into a striker, and there he was last night making the goal for Niall at the European Championship Finals. An incredible journey for him as well.
Mark, you're there reporting on the wider sort of setup beyond sport, and this has gone way beyond sport. All this, hasn't it?
Yes, the French have adopted Northern Ireland as their second team, and why not? And I'm surrounded by fans here in Lyon this morning, and there are more than 25,000 Northern Ireland fans who've been in France this week. And when you interview them for BBC Newsline, many of them will tell you they're only here for a holiday and they'll enjoy themselves, win, lose or draw. I don't believe them. The results matter. Last night mattered. Niall McGinn's second goal mattered. And that's why we saw the party of all parties here in the middle of France last night. Given Northern Ireland's form, that huge unbeaten run, the fans desperately wanted the team to perform, and they did last night. And what a night it was here in Lyon.
I think Niall's still there with us. Niall, there seemed to be an altogether more positive setup in the Northern Ireland team compared to the Poland match. Did you all feel that on the pitch?
Yeah, mostly. I thought from the first minute there, we closed the defenders down, even from kickoff. I think we won a corner shot, or a throw-in straight away in the corner. Dave had shut down the man, and we created the chances. And I thought overall, Connor Washington, he held the ball up well for us. He got us forward, and he created opportunities. And from a man, from Michael right through defensively, it was just an all-round perfect performance. Clean sheet, and obviously to get the 3 points to top it off was just incredible.
And Joe, we're all sort of doing the number crunching here about points and who can go through and what have you. It's not over yet.
Well, basically, how it works, Connor, is because of the expansion of the tournament, it used to be that, you know, the top two teams in a qualifying group would go through. So to get from 24 to the last 16, it means that four of the third-placed teams will go through. So only two third-placed teams in all of the groups go home. Will 3 points be enough? Well, it means that we now start to watch all the games in the other groups with a real interest in an outcome, the calculators, and trying to work out if 3 points will be enough. I always thought we'd probably need four. It would be nice to get four and not have a day sweating in front of the TV watching the conclusion of the final couple of groups. And in seven of the eight permutations, Connor, of, you know, depending on what groups the third place teams come from, if Northern Ireland were to be one of those teams, in seven of the eight permutations, it would mean in the last 16 they'd be back in Lyon to play the hosts, France. So, you know, what an incentive that is for Michael O'Neill and his players. And the fans, I think, would be absolutely delighted to be making a pilgrimage back to Lyon to play the hosts.
Mark, I should just mention the tragic death of Archie Rainey in the Stade de Lyon. His family said he died doing the thing he loved most. A terrible price to pay, though.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And some of the players have actually tweeted their sympathy to the family as well. The result is tinged with sadness. Robert Rainey, as you say, known to everyone as Archie. He was in the top tier in the Stade de Lyon last night. He died during the first half. His friends and his family were with him. It's the second tragedy to have hit Northern Ireland fans, of course, with 24-year-old Darren Rogers from Ballymena having a fatal fall in Nice at the weekend. But there has been, amid this tragedy, amid this sadness, a real coming together of the fans and the players to all send their sympathy back home to the families.